Hello, listeners. If you're hearing this, I'm going to assume you're at least interested in money and understanding the economy and finances. And some of us want our kids to have that knowledge, too. Check out Million Bazillion, Marketplace's award-winning kids podcast that breaks down money to help dollars make more sense. A whole new season is out now. Million Bazillion is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Greenlight helps kids and teens learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. You can learn more at greenlight.com/million. And tune in to Million Bazillion wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
The visuals for the president's speech today in Cushing, Oklahoma were pretty good. Big green pipes that'll eventually become part of the Keystone XL pipeline. Neat little pivot, actually, from the acres of solar panels that he and I were sitting amidst yesterday. Unlike solar, though, Keystone is controversial, a political flashpoint for environmentalists who want it stopped before it starts, and Republicans in Congress who want the jobs it could bring. Commentator Bill McKibben says the president's all-of-the-above energy strategy, oil and renewables, is great, but it's missing a certain something.
The president made what could have been a landmark speech today in Cushing, Oklahoma. It came amidst a completely unprecedented March heat wave. 3,500 high temperature records this week. Cities like Chicago were the hottest since record keeping began in the 19th century. It came on the tail of another record, 2011's for multi-billion dollar weather disasters in America. In other words, if there was a moment for talking about global warming, this would be it. But the president didn't. Instead, he focused on his all-of-the-above energy policy, about how America has drilled a record number of oil and gas wells during his administration, how we've laid enough pipeline to encircle the earth, about how he wants to lay some more, in particular, the southern half of the Keystone XL pipeline, which will bring oil from Canada's tar sands to refineries in the Gulf of Mexico. But all of the above is definitely not a coherent energy policy. Burning all the oil you can and then putting up a solar panel or even a solar farm, it's like drinking 6 martinis at lunch and then downing a vitamin water on the way to your car. You're still drunk, you've just got a few extra vitamins in you. Think about it. If a presidential candidate said they had an all-of-the-above foreign policy where every other nation was an equal ally, they'd be thought silly and dangerous, and they would be. But with energy, with $5 gas looming, it apparently still seems politic to insist that we need never make a choice.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.